I can't deny that there's an issue. Obviously, there is. And, I mean, anyone who's using the theatre can see that the dressing room is out of commission. But I'd like to really reassure people that there's no danger to life or limb, or that there isn't any health and safety issue at all.
Ultimately, Patricia, the council are the owners of the theatre. They have been informed of the situation.
They have been informed. The leak has been ongoing for a year, and they were first informed last January 2012. Since that time, the facilities manager has become involved, and he's commissioned a series of investigations to try and identify the problem. He has a report ready now, which has made recommendations. There is an element of investigation still to go on, and as with any issue, the longer it's left, you know, the potential is there that the problem will become exacerbated, so there isn't a costing on that at present.
There has, we understand, been a suggestion that there may be a risk of this leak spreading into the auditorium and possibly into electrical systems around that area, which would make it obviously more dangerous. You believe that isn't a short-term concern?
I would have to stress that there is no health and safety issue for staff members, for members of the public, or for user groups coming into the theatre. As with any problem, there's the potential for it to become exacerbated and get worse. And how that might affect us in the future, you know, I cannot speculate about that. But I would say that the matter is in hand, that the council are aware of it, and the report has been commissioned to get to the bottom of the problem.